If the individual has a person with them, find out if they want that person to attend the meeting. Don't just assume that they do. Talk directly to the individual who is your client or patient and not to the accompanying person. Now, if you do need to speak to the accompanying person, ask the individual if you can do that, and always do it in the presence of the individual receiving your services. Never assume that an accompanying person is a substitute decision maker. Ask the individual if the accompanying person is there to assist with communication, or to assist with personal services, or to assist with discussing issues and making decisions, or if they're there for moral support, to listen and to take notes. Be sensitive to privacy issues and find out what the individual wants shared with the accompanying person, and determine if there is a need for a confidentiality agreement. Cindy DeGraff in the next video tells us why it is important to be very clear about the role of accompanying or support persons.